just filled with so much gratitude and fullness, and just so much gratitude for the work that I've done in the past and these podcasts that I've created, even though there's been some downtime and I took a step back from creating podcasts for a while. I'm so grateful that I did create them when I did, and that they're there to reflect back on, because I, you know, starting back up and recording podcasts again, I want to see where I left off. So I'm listening to them again, and I'm just so proud of myself, and I'm just so grateful, and I really hope that these messages can resonate with at least one person. And even if not, even if no one listens to them, it's so healing for me. So I just wanted to sit here and express so much gratitude that I have for the process, and because even I can forget about that sometimes and get so caught up in go, 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 and what have I accomplished? I feel like I haven't accomplished anything, but in that process, losing who I am, because feeling like I'm not adequate enough, and then feeling like the person that I am isn't adequate enough, and losing grasp of that. And I'm just so grateful, and I hope that I can inspire you guys to write things down and to just take action, even if it's just a little bit here and there. Document your journey. I really think we should all be documenting our journey, if not for inspiration to other people, for our own personal growth. There's so much power in documenting, whether it's through pictures, whether it's through journaling, whether it's through a live podcast, whether it's through YouTube videos, whatever it is. It's just so amazing, and I think it's one of the most priceless gifts you can give yourself. Because when you go back and you reflect on all that growth that you've put in, and all the struggles you've overcome, and all the beautiful mindsets you've adopted, and all the unlearning you've done, it's amazing, and only you can give that gift to yourself. So that, honestly, taking the time every day, and if not every day, that's fine, but taking the time to just sit down and write your thoughts, or write your manifestations, or write your gratitude, or write what you want to release. Just taking even 10 minutes a day, maybe 10 minutes, 5 days a week. That is self-love. That is the greatest priceless gift that you can give yourself. And I hope to inspire you guys to reach into that, to try it out. I mean, an attitude of gratitude changes everything. And when we write things down, we really be that begins the momentum behind that inspired action. So, like, why not just do it? You know? Like, why not just write it down? Why not just write a list of gratitude? We say it changes our reality, and it changes our attitude, and it changes everything. And people can be skeptical, because really, what is it really going to change? But, like, why not just try it, you know? Like, why not just see? You already know what happens when you don't, so, like, try and see what happens when you do. If you don't like it, you can always go back to not writing one. The things that challenge us and that are difficult and that push us a little bit out of our comfort zone, like writing in our journal every day, those are the things that are going to provide our growth. And to have a physical, tangible representation of that growth, whoa, dude, like, whoa, that feeling, I don't even know how to, it's so cool. And then from there, to be able to share that with others, like, I don't know, it's also super confidence boosting. Like, are you guys hearing what I'm hearing? Like, I'm so proud of you, Joelle. I'm so proud of you for overcoming those trials and using that shit as fertilizer and growing and blossoming. I'm so proud, and I just wish the same for you all. And I can only testify to what has helped me, which immensely, 1,000,000% has been writing down my gratitude letters, documenting my journey, taking pictures, process pictures of my art, process pictures of anything that I create, just documenting through video, through podcasts. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, a priceless gift. And no one can give it but you. And that right there is self-love. So, stay inspired, y'all.